Great to have you with us. I can tell you, Wisp, that putting an AFL fixture together would be one of the toughest tasks in sport, and you spend most of the off-season working feverishly, and you get it together only to have it thrown out the window after one game of footy. That would be a very difficult thing to get your head around, I would imagine.
Well, try putting together the Buckle Red golf tournament, Gary.
Yeah, well, that's also...
I might get Travis Old to give us a hand with that, actually, given what he's been through.
Well, he's got some time on his hands now because he's put together a very nice first second to fifth round of footy. He's been good enough to join us. Welcome, Trev.
Good morning, guys.
Nice to talk. How much of a relief is it to have this out there now and for us to who talk about sport to be able to focus on something real again?
Yeah, I must say it's certainly a nice change to be debating the fixture again. I take your point. I didn't think I'd be doing two fixtures in one season, but it did feel good yesterday to announce the restart of the season and have fans and the media alike debate who their team's playing and their chances.
Do you get feedback instantaneously from Clubland?
I get the feedback from everywhere. Yeah, just unsolicited feedback. They find their way to me either my email or my social media, or get a lot of feedback. I feel sure it's blocked, but no, there's no shortage of feedback.
We've got 300 messages here waiting for you. So you've
had that. Poured them through.
Hey, Travis, we know that you've got a charter flight. So you've got North Melbourne and Essendon that will fly to Sydney on the same plane. Obviously, there's going to be different finish times to that game. How long is one of those teams going to have to wait around for the other team to fly back to Melbourne?
Yeah, this was an added complication, Tim, to the fixture. So we'll have chartered flights just to enhance the protocols for our playing group and our staff. And where we can, we'll have teams in and out on the same day. We may not be able to achieve that through the year. So there might be occasions where teams need to stay overnight in order to accommodate the other team that's playing in the same state, if that makes sense. So in the example you use, we might be able to get them in and out on the same day. So they might have to wait around for a few hours. But there'll be other examples, I think, where teams will require to stay a night just so that we can minimise travel.
And what about on the flight itself? Are the players going to be separated? Is there going to be some spacing as part of that flight as well?
Yeah, there is. The aircraft are large enough so that you can have the two teams, the staff, and then some room between passengers. And so we've been very lucky with their relationship with Virgin. They can accommodate us with charter flights.
And is it likely that there's going to be a hub in Perth later in the year?
It's a good question, and one we need to turn our mind to now. So we've, over the last few months, I think we've pretty much modelled every scenario you can think about. And the key reason that we released a four-week fixture is just so that we can work through any changes that occur in each of the states. And so the next one will be, how do we get South Australian, Western Australian teams back home? And so they're not away from their families for an unreasonable period of time. And so that may involve rotating teams through those two states, depending if the regulations allow us to do that.
Ideally, though, would you prefer that their border restrictions were eased to the point where teams could just fly in, fly out, and you'd avoid that hub situation? Would that be the ideal position?
Yeah, it's certainly the easiest for everyone. It's easier from a fixturing point of view. Importantly, it's easiest for our players and clubs, much like we had in round one. But we're mindful that may not happen immediately, and so we need to work within the regulations that exist. You know, there's a broader priority here, which is the health of the community, and so our players and through the Players Association and our clubs are certainly willing to do whatever it takes to continue this season on.
We've got Thursday in the first or in the next four rounds. Is that going to be a fixture every week, Thursday night?
I think there is an opportunity this year because... we haven't historically had Thursday nights each week, just mindful of families being able to get to games. I think we had 8 or 9 in the original fixture this year, working around school holidays and weather and the like. Given, unfortunately, at the moment, that's not a constraint, then there's the opportunity to roll Thursdays through. And you'll see in the first four-week block we just released, that we've got really strong Thursday, Friday nights that will hopefully build momentum into the season, but also into each round.
Saints fans have been very active this morning. They want to know why they're the only team not to have free-to-air games in the first four rounds. Can you help us out there?
Yeah, that's just the way it's turned out. If you look at the fixture that we released at the beginning of the year, there's blocks where teams don't have free-to-air games. And so that's only a four-week block. There's a lot of football to go. I think there's a real incentive this year, more than ever, for teams to play a really competitive, exciting brand of football, because we'll reassess it every couple of weeks. And in this case, at the end of round three, we'll release the fixture for a further 2 weeks. And if they're playing good football and exciting brand of football, then they'll get plenty of attention on those big slots.
Hey, so just on that point, you say playing good football and playing exciting football. How important is that? Is that just a throwaway line, or is that real?
No, I think, Tim, you've seen over the last couple of years that that viewers now, driven through our broadcasters, want to see an exciting brand of football. And seeing those teams that have been able to get themselves onto Thursday, Friday nights, into that Saturday night slot. And so teams are well aware of it. Coaches are well aware of it. We've had a number of conversations through Steve Hocking around how important it is to play a style of football that entertains viewers.
Julie's asking off our text machine, why are Freo and West Coast not playing a derby in Western Australia for the first match as the two South Australian teams are?
It's a good question from Julie. We spoke to the two clubs and gave them that option. They decided they'd prefer to hold it back until later in the year in the hope that they can get back home, whereas the South Australian teams chose to take the certainty while it presents itself.
Talking to Travis Old. Travis, this is changing constantly, this isolation, the rules and regulations that govern it. Is it possible that by July there'll be significant numbers of people that will actually be able to attend AFL games? Is that what you're hearing currently from, you know, the people that you speak to around the country?
It seems so, Tim, now that we've released our fixture and the NRL in the same boat, but they're about to commence their season. The focus seems to be now on how do we find a way for fans to attend games. And I don't imagine that will be in the format that we're used to immediately. I think you'd need certainly some form of protocols around spacing. If that was to occur, then we'd embrace that clearly. And I'm sure our clubs would find a way to reward their members by allowing them access to the games. And if that could build into the finals, that'd be a wonderful outcome for us.
Do you think these shortened quarters will continue on beyond this season, or will you sit down at the end of this season, just evaluate it, and then make a decision about it?
Yeah, the shortened quarters were introduced to provide us with flexibility this year. We knew it wasn't going to be a straightforward exercise getting a season away, and it's probably still not going to be. And so the shortened quarters allowed us, if we're going to end up in hubs, for the entire competition, to play games off four-day breaks, for example. So that's the basis of introducing that change. We'll have a look at it at the end of the year. But to be clear, it was specifically for the conditions that we're facing now.
And they will stay all year?
Yes. Yeah, the plan is to continue to roll out that format, yeah.
Yep. And Saturday night's the only other issue that you got to contend with two teams being run, two games being run concurrently. Have you got something in mind for that?
Well, I mean, we've spaced out the round as much as we can. If you think about it, in what was the original fixture, we had a crossover for two or three games. We now have one. By having a Thursday night, you draw one game out of the weekend, and now we've got the 6 o'clock or the 6:05 Sunday evening game, which clears up the Sunday. So yes, that's the one that's remaining. And there's not much we can do about that by running the standard sort of Thursday to Sunday format. But outside of that, there's no other overlaps, which is really pleasing.
And Calvin from Caulfield wants to know, what constitutes an exciting brand of football?
I think we know the answer in terms of we want to see teams who attack and score and take the game on, and that talent that exists to put it on show. And so we've seen some really good examples. I think Brisbane Lions has been an example. You know, Western Bulldogs are teams that are prepared to take the game on and always want to put themselves in a chance to score.
That wasn't Kelvin. That was Simon from Moorabbin that sent that one through.
Sorry.
To get that.
Stop big on the detail, Jim.
Hey, Trev, I asked you last night, last one for me. Finals come around. Is it a very real chance that we could see all finals at night?
Yeah, well, things have changed a little, I suppose, without factoring in supporters. So it depends where we get to with crowds. But yes, there's an opportunity to see finals at night. And we you know, a lot of talk about how we're working with other events come October, if that's the way the season rolls out. I'm confident we've got a track record of working with other sports. I'm confident we'll find a way to do that. We haven't really turned our mind to it at the moment. We've been very focused on how do we get this season restarted.
I understand. I think, Roundly, you've done a fantastic job. There's always going to be a couple that have got a few complaints. You'd understand that, but I think it's been a fantastic effort to get it done. And we wish you well in a couple of weeks when it all kicks off. Can't start, come quick enough.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you. Morning, Travis Old, AFL General Manager of Clubs and Broadcasting. Saints supporters, they're understandably very active. They want free-to-air exposure, and I understand that. They'll get it. So it's four games in. They'll get their free-to-air exposure, and they've got a pretty tough 4 weeks, it has to be said. St Kilda Footy Club, the old Rooster last night was looking at it and a little bit concerned about it. They got the Western Bulldogs, Collingwood, Richmond, and then Carlton. So three very tough games. And then the Blues might be very tough as well. So that's a pretty solid start for the old Saints.
It is. And what about you breaking the agreement that we made on Friday? And that was that if you get a good question back from the person that we're interviewing, which the Wisp got very early in that interview, you get a bonus question to ask.
How about giving Gazza a go, Tim? Are you there, Gary? Wisp dominating this interview. Selfish, selfish, selfish. Hey, I'm prepared to let you go, but gee, just give me one every now and then.
And free-to-air TV is, of course, Channel 7. I don't know why we don't just refer to it, or you don't refer to it just as Channel 7. I don't know why you say free-to-air.
I like your little station. We've teamed up with AFL Victoria and the TAC to offer local footy and netball clubs, netty clubs, a weekly prize of $5,000. How much would they love that? Send in a video, show what you're doing as a club to stay connected, and the money could be yours. Get active out there, people. There's $5,000 from the TAC and SEN and AFL Victoria. Just show us how you're staying connected. Enter at icanwin.com.au, all thanks to the TAC. Break. We'll be back. And Isaac Smith, not too far away.